showing up in this video with a hand grenade.
Nice.
Come on, Barbie, let's go. And I just pull the pin and I'm like, ah, the ringing in my ears so much nicer than this music. It's nice to be back in the studio.
Yes, nice bigger room.
Yeah. Wow, that was some experience, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Long. So many times it played.
Well, instantly, my toes got cold. And yeah. If you work outside, you know, I can't relate to your pain, but for a brief moment, I knew what it was like to be cold immediately in the morning and know that it's just a long, 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 long trip, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Once you lose your toes, you're like, this blows.
Yeah, the extremities, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So Chaz and Scott in a box, 24 hours in a 4x8 plexiglass box, listening to Barbie Girl on repeat. And boy, that's a pretty bad song to listen to on repeat.
Yeah.
All to raise money for the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group toy drive. And boy, did we raise money.
Woo!
When I left, it was $54,000. Then I heard it was $57,000. And then, you know, I went to Maddie's Derby, Deli and Derby to pick up some food. They gave me $50. So I'm sure, like, money's still coming in. We'll probably hit $60 before we're off the air today.
Yeah, it trickles in. Yep. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's nuts. Really, and it was the people. Yeah, we did 56 radio breaks, and there were two breaks where we had no one to talk to. In those breaks, people were there during the song. They just couldn't stay. They had to go to work, or they had to be somewhere.
Dish the cops.
Like, all through the hours of the overnight, people were standing there. Some were drunk.
Right. It helps. Still a body.
But there were breaks where I had to like list like 20 names. So many people came during the you know, the time we were last on to that time, you know?
That's great. A lot of support.
People
great.
From East Hartford, Brantford, Guilford, Hamden. Lots of people from Durham and Wallingford. But then you would get Weathersfield, Stony Brook, Norwalk, Torrington, Westport, you know, point to the furthest places on the map of Connecticut. It's like, wow, you drove all the way out here from Weathersfield to spend like 5 minutes talking through a piece of plexiglass to us, and then you're going to get back in your car and drive back? I'm like, yeah, doing it for the cause. And it was all ages. I mean, all friggin' ages. We had kids coming up to us, giving us gifts, who are completely aware of, you know, Scott's weather program and our show. That's the other thing, the crossover between the television fans, Channel 3, and the listeners of this show. It was really remarkable experience being stuck in that box. I mean, it was hell when your toes are cold and you're listening to this stupid friggin' song.
Yeah.
Trust me, 5 seconds is long.
Yeah.
There was a part where, like, things were, you know, where your mind is starting to get, like, mushy.
Yep.
And you just kind of, like, this stuff is playing in the background. I got my headphones on, so I'm listening to the radio station. And this song is like blaring in the box. And there were times where the song, the rock song I was playing, like Come On Feel the Noise, would mesh up with Barbie Girl. It was like one song. I'm like, no, this can't happen. This can't be happening. My brain is melting.
It's oozing out of my ears.
I'm like, it's one freaking song. I don't know what the hell happened.
Help me. No. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
The generosity of people. And, you know, just the spirit. I needed it. You know, I think we're all in kind of a funk. We've been in a funk for a while. For a long time, I think everyone's been in a funk. Since COVID, we never really came out and started being nice to each other again.
No, we
just started fighting about whatever.
Yep.
It was really, really nice. It was really, I felt like my soul was cleansed, you know?
Yeah.
I know, I'll get a couple of people not talking into the mouthpiece in about 5 minutes and I'll start going crazy again, but
you'll get
trust me.
Again, yes.
Trust me. I feel like in the spirit of the holidays, thanks to everybody.
Awesome.
Who came by, made a donation. So many people online donated incredible amounts of money. And even like $5. I mean, that shows that it's like, okay, you don't have it, but you're giving anyway. It's really something else.
It adds up. You're a good person.
No, we're all good people. Like, I was telling people who would come to the box and they say, oh, you guys are great. I'm like, no, we're two dopes in a box. Like, if you don't come or go online and donate, it was just two jerks in a box. The donations, that's what makes the thing special. And for so many people to donate, like $60,000, only $60,000. You know how long that takes some people to make?
Still working on it. I'm almost there.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
For some, that's multiple years, several years of working every day for 40 hours a week. It's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Then Channel 3 did a report, and I think they got part of it wrong. Let's take a listen.
Well, yesterday on Great Day at 9A, we saw Scott start a 24-hour test of will, spending an entire day in a small box to raise money for a great cause.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. I could never do it. It is now time to get out of the box. So, Scott, how are you feeling?
I am feeling so good, Chaz. We are live now on Great Day at 9A. Let's hear the crowd. Just an unbelievable feeling. We have been in this box just a little over 24 hours right now, which is a remarkable feat for any human being to do, including Chaz and myself. That's what I have to say to that. And we are simulcasting live on WPLR, and we are also simulcasting on Channel 3 right now. Chaz, do you have any announcements that you would like to make?
I would like to step out of the box. Would you like to step out of the box?
Let's step out of
the box. Yeah, my announcement is I want to get out.
You're over there. I'm still in here.
Yeah. You're living in a tunnel.
Yeah. Let's get out of this. Okay? Right. Let's go.
You sounded like you were in a box.
Open the door.
Announcements that you would like to make.
I would like to step out of the box. Would you like to step out of the box?
Let's step out of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, are we welcomed out of the box?
Yes.
There's some no's in there.
Can you count us down? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Freedom! 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 All right. We have 2 minutes to make as many announcements as you would like.
Okay. So, when we started.
See, I'm not holding the Channel 3 mic. I'm just holding. So, you could hear me fine on PLR. You just don't hear me great on Channel 3. All right.
We wanted it to be $30,000 to meet last year. We thought that would be a very successful year. We came on at 6:02, and thanks to the generosity of the listeners of PLR and the viewers of Channel 3, we came on the air at 6:02 in the morning with $32,000. So we blew out the goal for the day.
And then $32,000. And then what did I say?
$32,000. He said, if we hit 40, I'll get in the box, meaning Scott Haney will get in the box next year if we hit 40.
Right.
And if we hit 50, it's
AJ in the background.
Right.
I love that.
We need the rights.
Next year, if we hit 40.
Right.
And if we hit 50, it's Chaz, AJ, and Scott in the box next year. So thanks to all of our donations. Thank you all. Thank we just you. Did the math. The total is $54,700.
$54,000. I told you we could do it.
I didn't think it was possible. And once again, the tribe and the Channel 3 viewers have come over the mountain like the Calvary and made it happen.
Justin, Mayor Justin Elliker, please come in and say a few words on behalf of the whole generation of Connecticutans.
He wrapped up the whole event in two words. Listen to what he says.
This is so weird and so wonderful at the same time.
Weird and wonderful. Perfect.
Yep. No notes.
That's just what to say.
All right.
This is so weird and so wonderful at the same time.
Yes.
So next, they're going to rebuild the box?
Yes. We're going to build
it a little bit larger. I had no idea how small it was.
It's a pretty small box.
Everybody said that, by the way. Every single person who went to the event said, either, wow, this is small. You were right, this is small. This is smaller than AJ's.
They meant the box, right?
Box. Yes. Yes. Yes.
How are you guys feeling right now?
We feel pretty good.
I'm feeling great. Good.
I feel great myself, but I slept in a bed last night in a exactly. large bedroom. So. In heat, it was wonderful. Yeah. So.
We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without 99.1PLR. Chaz, it has been my absolute pleasure to be in the box with you. We are now free to go. $54,700. Back to you in the studio. We'll see you next year from the box. Same time, same place.
Yeah, we are applauding you guys, too. What a great effort. $54,000.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. In one day.
In one day.
Oh. Well, I got to tell you that segment right there, if you think about it, that's a television segment. That was a pretty solid live television segment. You saw a lot. Yeah. You got a lot of information. It was funny, heartwarming. I'm just making a note. I need a Channel 3 mic the next time we do this.
Yes.
In their report, they kind of cover all this, and then they say, at 21 hours in, only Chaz took a brief catnap. I did not take a brief catnap. There may be photographs of me with my eyes closed.
Yeah, you can rest your eyes for a second.
Yeah, no, you ever like
burn after a while.
You ever lay down and close your eyes and you can hear people goofing on you, but you're like, I don't care. Like, I'm closing my eyes. Yeah, I was like in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm like, this is it. This is the only time I'm going to be able to rest. I closed my eyes. I heard people goofing on me. I was not sleeping. I did not sleep 1 second. But just closing the eyes and having that time where you're just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to rest here. It recharges you. It got me, you know, refocused. So I don't want to hear it. As soon as I read this, I'm like, ah, here they go. We call it.
You got to do it again. I'm like, close my eyes and imagine a bigger box.
Yeah. Well, Chaz and AJ.
Hey. What's happening? It's Boston John.
Hey.
Hey, you know, the box looks so small because you guys had so much stuff in it.
I know. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It was small because it was small.
Still in the box. Yeah. Still.
Scott Haney. Channel 3.
Still in the box. Still in the box. Yeah, I got to wake up.
Yeah. Scott, wake up. Wake up. You're not in the box anymore.
Oh, my God. I was having another nightmare. Oh, whoa. Hi.
Chaz and Scott in a box was a complete off-the-charts success, raising at least $57,000. We think more has dribbled in over the weekend. But
it's so awesome.
Nuts.
So awesome. Nuts. Love it. That's the most, right, we've ever made?
Most.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Makes me so happy.
Oh, and before even out, you were saying, well, let's do it again next year.
Yeah, well, I was like, we got to get to a certain dollar level. And I looked at you and I said, if we don't get to 40, I'm not coming back. And then all of a sudden we got to 40, and then I was like, 50. We can do 50, and then you're coming back. And the people responded. They just responded. It was so beautiful.
It really is heartwarming, especially after the last few years or whatever. You know, there hasn't been a lot of love for one another. You know, and it was just great. It was.
What do you mean, love for one another?
No, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't know. Ever since COVID, I never really feel like we came back together as people. You know.
Who? Me and you?
No.
Everybody.
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 Oh,
everybody.
Like, wow. I'm like, no. Yeah, no. I get that. I'm like, what did I do wrong? I'm like, I don't know.
It happened at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah. No, it was just these moments are rare now, you know?
Yes, I get it.
And
yes.
It was so great.
It really was. People showing up at all hours of the night.
All hours. That one couple, I wish I could remember their name. We did give them a shout out. They drove all the way from Norwalk. They get out. We had the doors open, and we're talking to people, and we're freezing. The heater can't keep up with the box and the cold temperatures. And the food arrived from Encore, and we're like, okay, we got to close the doors. We got to sit down. We got to eat. We got to take a break. We thought by 8 o'clock it would be ghost town. It was not ghost town. So finally around 8:40, we're like, we just got to close these doors, and we got to get some heat in here, and we have to eat. And
yes.
I felt bad. Like, people are
and
coming
we did.
Up.
I felt bad, too.
And we're
I did
eating,
too.
Like, steak, and we're looking at the box. People are standing out in the box. We're talking to them through the plexiglass. I felt bad. I wanted to stop and open the doors, but I'm like, we're never going to get this box warm again if we open this door again. We got to keep
it. Thank you for coming.
That's like a human zoo.
I felt like a bank teller.
Just put your donation under the door.
Next window, please.
I was like, are you here to make a deposit? Thank you.
We should have a drawer next year.
Nice.
So, oh, my God. That would be so awesome. Like a drawer that goes back and forth. I love
that.
And
a speaker.
Yeah,
speaker.
We need the little glass
and speaker.
Thing. And
the Hannibal Lecter drawer.
Put it on the list.
Right.
So this couple, you know, they're standing there. And they walk over to the table. They make a donation. They walk back. And I said, where are you from? In between bites of a beautiful filet from... Jerry brought filet, lobster tails. Amazing. So I said, where are you from? Norwalk. I'm like, did you just drive here from Norwalk? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we did.
To see us? Yeah. And you're driving back to Norwalk after you say hi? Yes.
Yes. It was incredible. Weathersfield, Rocky Hill, all just all over the place. Like you drove the couple with their two kids, Taylor and Ryan.
Taylor and Ryan. I was using the blanket last night.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's the back of my car. It's never going anywhere.
Taylor was chatty, but she was fun chatty.
Yes. So fun.
Very inquisitive. Inquisitive. She would ask questions. She wasn't just, I'm going to talk. She wanted to know things about us.
Yes, exactly.
How old do you think she was?
She's 14 today.
14 today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
That's right. You did the birthday shout out. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Such nice people. Parents doing a great job with the kids. All the kids showed up.
They were all great kids. A lot of
all
kids.
All great kids. Notes and balloons from people and
food.
And food.
Shots.
Oh man. Shots. Filet, lobster, shots. AJ, you're getting stiff.
Moonshine.
Seriously, I got screwed.
There was there's this picture of AJ in one of the years where he has nothing but his underwear and a t-shirt on, and he's sitting on basically a 5-gallon pail, you know, and he's in there and it's completely empty. No luxuries at all. And then Scott and I are sitting there, we're eating filet and lobster tail. You know, beautifully lit in these nice, comfortable chairs. I'm sitting there. I'm like, wow, this is a lot.
I haven't had a date like that. I can't tell you the last time I had a date like that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Candles?
We almost did.
Oh, that's all we needed. We needed candles.
Like a little candelabra.
And the guy with the violin.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
And
it was really...
I think
I got my Christmas cards done.
You got your Christmas cards done. So he had this whole process. So first he put the labels on. Then he went back through every envelope and put the return address on. Then he went back through and every envelope he put the stamps on, 175. Then he went through and stuffed them all. Then and this is now approaching. We're going to be live soon.
Yeah, we're coming up on 4 a.m.
He's
I was like,
I got to start licking the envelopes. I'm like, dude, you got to get one of those things with the sponge.
Yeah.
there.
Like, you don't want your tongue on that toxic stuff. He's like, no, no, I'm getting this done tonight. No,
I'm getting it done by 4 a.m.
He licked 175 envelopes.
That's how the girl
still
on,
taste it.
That's how the girl on Seinfeld died.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's right. Well, it was George's fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiance died.
From the cheap glue.
Yeah. From the cheap glue.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical. Oh, my God. I was like, I'm getting it done. And today, I'm putting them in the mail. It'll be the earliest that I've ever sent out a Christmas card ever.
Should say Happy Thanksgiving on it, too, just to be safe.
Exactly. It should say Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, yeah. But the cake and the donuts and Neil's and just Brooklyn Donuts and Neil's Donuts and Dunkin' Donuts. And I gained 5 pounds this weekend.
You know, you had more calories in the first 2 hours of that event than you have in the last 9 months.
I went in there and I was like, I'm going to be good. And then the donuts showed up and I was like, I am going to be bad.
That was the first thing.
There was one donut. Yeah. There was one donut you ate in record time. I watched you. 1 second, it was in your hand, in your mouth. All of a sudden, it was gone, and you're opening the box again. I'm like, wow.
And then Phil showed up with those beautiful muffins at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I had a different plan for you guys, but I couldn't find what I wanted to buy for you, so I made those, and I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah, he's a hell of a baker. Yeah.
I wanted to bring you grape nuts, Scott, but I couldn't find them in I couldn't find them in my grocery store.
Some guy brought me cat litter.
I didn't get that.
I guess that's
he thinks I ate cat
poo.
Right.
I ate cat puke, but I was very happy with the sentiment.
Well, that was for the box, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So next year we're going to need a bigger box.
I don't remember saying.
Here we go.
That I would be in the box for $50,000. I thought I said I would think about it. No?
No, 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 no. No, no. You said you'd think about it. And if we got to 50, you would do it.
Then why would I think about it?
I don't know. You're going.
Wait, hold on. Ruth says, wait, what?
I found the clip.
Oh, found me.
Oh.
I feel like this is AI magic.
I feel like this is a setup.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, it doesn't sound like I'm talking.
You sound good so far, yeah.
Hmm.
Silence is golden, golden.
Scott said that he will get in the box again next year.
Next year,
if we hit $40,000.
So
you'll get in again if we hit $40,000.
How about if we get to, maybe we'll get to 40, maybe we'll get to 50.
So 40, you go in the box.
40, I go
done.
In the box. Done.
Done. You're in by yourself.
And then 50, you go in the box with me.
No.
What do you think?
Well, we're at 30-something. We'll never hit 50.
Okay. Okay.
All right. This is what happened last year.
40 gets me in the box. 50 gets Chaz and me.
I still
and
haven't
we'll
said
have to
yes.
throw AJ in if he's good enough to come.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Oh,
he will
my
be good enough
God.
To come.
Are you kidding
It'll
me?
It'll be a three
We're
going to
need a bigger box,
We're
going to
need a bigger
box.
I still didn't say yes.
Thing.
The chicken says yes.
Okay, all right. If we hit 50, Brown Roofing will make the box bigger.
Nice.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Where did I say I'd go in?
It'll be 4x9.
I said...
Well, yeah, you said the box would be bigger.
The box would be bigger.
Right?
That's an admission of guilt.
I think you got to get Attorney Colitis on the phone. You got yourself a case.
He said, okay, all right, like 6 different times.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
He was very careful with the phrasing, though. Mm-hmm. He was like Brown Roofing.
Yes,
will make
was
the
not.
Box.
He beat. Yes, he was. He beat around the bush, didn't he? Oh my God! So funny.
Wow. Well, it was a great television broadcast. It was a great radio broadcast, and it is very. It's very. I could tell my brain is still affected by this.
Both get boxed.
Yes, me too.
I bounced right back on Friday. I went out, had dinner with friends, but I could tell there are these gaps where I'm like,
yes, 100%.
I'm fine, and then all of a sudden, my pew, gone. Yeah. Signal, yep. Gone. No signal.
I went home, took a four-hour nap, and then got in the car and drove to P-Town.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Man. It's like, get out of my way.
Hey, do you have time?
I do.
Do you remember those guys who came at 2:20 in the morning? They were drunk. Drunk.
More specific.
Breakfast.
Oh, yes. I can see them right now.
We're gonna...
His wife's name was Susan Smith.
No.
Close.
We have Scott Haney, Channel 3, on the phone, and Scott and I spent 24 hours in a box to raise money for the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive happening December 12th. We'll announce the bands tomorrow. But we raised $57,000 thanks to the very generous Tribe and Channel 3 viewers. They came from near and far and all ages, all backgrounds. I forgot there was a little bit of what I thought was drama there when News 8's John Pearson came by and we had a conversation, and then we had to go do, you know, you're on the air, you're on TV, you're on the radio, you're on both. Something happened, and Scott's whispering something to me right before we go on the air, and I'm like, okay, we'll talk about this later, and I thought that John said something that annoyed you.
Oh, no.
It was the opposite.
No, it was the opposite. I was like, John Pearson, like a rainbow appeared, and the skies cleared, and it was like,
loving you. And
okay, good. I'm glad. I'd rather have that.
He's
than
such a nice guy.
So nice. Oh.
And that Mike Cerulli, too.
Yeah. Yes, Mike Cerulli came in the middle of the night after the the special session was still going. He left and he stopped by, and he's another one. Great.
Matt
dude.
McFarland, Corey, the photographer, Matt, and you know, they were there after their shift. They showed up just checking in, see how you doing. I was like, what?
Nice.
What's good happening?
Yeah, we had our vice president of the region. And Commander Keith and Alan, the program director, stopped by, and Justin, who used to be on this show, is doing other stuff now, stopped by. It was great.
Yeah. And that's Kevin from Brown Roofing, nicest guy on earth.
He really is.
Big time.
Unbelievable.
He almost gave you a heart attack. I should have told you, if I was a good friend, I would have told you that there was a confetti cannon right behind your seat.
I had no idea. He's like, we're going to use this. And I was like, they're going to shoot alcohol through these pipes. This is going to be unbelievable. I thought when he said shots, he meant like alcohol shots. That's where my mind was.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I had confetti in my underwear. I was like, what is happening? I kept finding it all weekend.
I found
that was
it
there earlier.
Well. Yeah. That was there from last year.
Yeah.
Do you have the cannon, the first cannon or the last cannon? Which one is it, Phil?
The first one.
Oh, so this is the one that scared Scott.
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Begin!
Oh! Should have seen his face.
The extras at the end knew you got him.
Yeah, you got him.
Oh, God. I was like, what is happening?
Oh. I think you peed a little.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, my God. And that picture I sent you yesterday, I said, this just fell out of me, a thing of confetti.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's Sunday, and we're still finding confetti.
They'll be finding that in the parking lot in 2052.
100%.
Yeah.
The bird's using up the net.
That's the best part.
Roller coaster.
Well, Scott, thanks for volunteering to do that. Like last year, I didn't even say this on the air yet. So last year, Scott donated $10,000 to make this happen.
Yes.
This year, if we didn't make 50, he was going to write out another big check.
After all those Christmas cards?
Dude.
Seriously.
I was like, and you came with a total. I was like, oh, my God.
I don't have to write out a check.
I don't have to write out a check. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, look at this.
So we have a year to recover.
So you're definitely in the box next year.
I say yes.
I think that if I don't, people would be upset.
They would be very upset.
Very upset. To come after you.
Commit. Commit now.
Yes, I will be in the box in 2026.
Yay!
I just want to say this before they go out and sell and stuff.
Uh-oh. What?
My contract's up in March, so it's I just don't want to sound like I assume anything.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, if you hear me here in April, then
okay,
I will
then
be
you,
in the box.
Terrific.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Scott, thank you so much. Thank everyone at Channel 3,
couldn't have
please.
Been in the box with a better person. God bless you.
I felt the same way, and Jennifer and I look forward to having dinner with you and Jack.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
All right, thank you, brother. We were able to raise $57,000 in 24 hours in Chaz and Scott in a box. Pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
amazing. Just,
you know, it's not the best year with the economy and all that. And I thought, oh, boy, if we hit 30, that would be tremendous.
Yeah.
30. That was last year's total, $30,000. And 10 of that $30,000 was from Scott Haney.
Yeah.
So, like, we raised 20. And I thought, man, if we could hit 30, that would be great.
To be sweet.
So we go in the box 9 a.m. on Thursday, and we weren't getting any totals after like 3, 4 o'clock. We come on the air at 6.02 a.m. Friday morning, and the total was like $32,000. So we already blew out the number we were trying to get to. So Scott comes up with this cockamamie idea to he'll go in the box again if we hit 40. I'll go in the box again if we hit 50. And then we threw AJ in the mix. We're like, okay, that would be different. It adds another. And so now it's three of us in a box next year.
Yay.
A bigger box.
Yes.
That was part of the torture, not just the song and not just the cold, but every time you needed to do something, you had to move like 15 things.
I felt bad even dropping off the muffins. I'm like, these are for you, but I can leave them out.
They want to get outside.
Yeah. There's no place for them.
I'll throw them to you.
And I really can't underline enough the amount of people and the love that came out and the online donations. And it's really, I'm just so happy and like blessed to be part of a community that acts like this and does these things and raises money and helps people. And it's just nice to have myself attached to a group of people like this. And, you know, as they were, they just wouldn't stop, AJ.
No, that's great.
It wouldn't stop. They just,
nope.
You know, there were breaks where I was reading 20, 30 names of the people that came while the music was playing.
Just say you.
Yeah. you. Thank you.
You.
You're good, you.
You.
But do we have a little bit of that Channel 3 report? And then we'll play the odd visit we got at 2:20 in the morning.
I am feeling so good, Chaz. We are live now on Let's Great Day at 9-8. Let's hear the crowd. Just an unbelievable feeling. We have been in this box just a little over 24 hours right now, which is a remarkable feat for any human being to do, including Chaz and myself. That's what I have to say to that. And we are simulcasting live on WPLR, and we are also simulcasting on Channel 3 right now. Chaz, do you have any announcements that you would like to make?
I would like to step out of the box.
Wait, a hole? Let's get out of here.
He's in a hole.
Stop dragging it out.
That's the challenge of doing television and radio at the same time. You have to be holding two mics every single time.
Yeah. Two schedules, two mics.
Yeah, I wasn't holding his mic. So I'm coming over the radio when I say that, but not television. Loud enough on television where you know it's like, yeah, let's get out of this thing.
Yes.
Would you like to step out of the box?
Let's step out of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, are we welcomed out of the box?
Yes. Mostly yes.
Yes.
Mostly yes. We were voted out. That's good.
A couple of no's.
Yes. Can you count us down? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Freedom! 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 All right. We have 2 minutes to make as many announcements as you would like.
Okay, so when we started this,
We wanted it to be $30,000 to meet
last
year.
I just said all of this. Yeah. What's that?
Like that horn all of a sudden.
Can I tell you, Ricky Smith was there from Seven Seas, and Boston John was there.
Right.
And those two guys, my hell wasn't just, it's cold, and the song's playing over and over, and we're
haven't
in a
slept.
Cramped box and haven't slept. But it was also, wow, Ricky Smith and Boston John, and I can't hang up on them. They're not leaving.
No.
And they have horns and an air compressor to power one of their horns.
Freedom!
Yeah, I thought one of you held back gas.
But I told Ricky he was just the right level of annoying. He didn't derail the broadcast.
Right.
He made himself known. His presence was known, but it wasn't disruptive to the point where I was like, you have to leave.
The parking lot?
Yeah. So thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Boston John, for not screwing it up. They were just great spirit. Great to have them there. Then at 2:20 in the morning, we had some visitors.
So the headline is we're asking you to donate.
We don't want to bury the lead.
But the secondary story that we have to address is, why is Jimmy wearing shorts right now?
And no brain, no pain.
All right, okay.
The crowd.
You're here for the kids, right?
Yeah, supporting the
crowd. Are you here for the kids? Not really. What happened before you were here?
Yeah, we don't want to answer that.
Don't answer. Okay. Plead the fifth.
Okay. Billy, it's the quiet one?
We'll plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
We just want to give out a new shout out to the newly married wife, Rachel Hughes. She's a lucky lady.
Is she married to one of you guys?
Just me, yeah. With the
just you, it makes sense. And she's what, sleeping now?
I hope she's listening, yeah.
When's the last time you saw her?
45? Yeah, maybe about 45 minutes ago.
Okay, oh, that's all right.
And her name is Rachel Hughes.
Rachel Hughes, yeah.
God bless
her. That's Mrs. Hughes?
Correct.
Absolutely.
The honeymoon is still going.
And you made a donation.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for doing that.
And keep them coming.
That's the headline.
9 in the morning. Keep coming down.
These are beautiful people.
I like how Billy's like. He just nods.
Me?
Yeah.
Come on. What do you want? What do you want me to say?
Are you married? Are you saying anything nice to your woman?
Nothing nice tonight.
Is anyone working tomorrow? Or today, actually?
Probably a lot of house chores tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, all right.
That's a good thing.
Maybe blow the leaves, make them happy, but that's about it.
All right, very good. Beautiful.
But do you guys have heat in there?
It's like one small little heater. Are you an HVAC?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to build us a system.
Me too.
No, I mean...
Are you cold? Because your friend's wearing shorts and a t-shirt, no?
No.
Just don't feel anything.
Blanket on, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's cold. I've been out here since 8 o'clock yesterday.
That's nothing.
Getting ready for hibernation.
Yeah. I love it.
How long have you known each other?
8 years.
Thank you so much for coming by.
All right, thanks, guys.
Rachel, you're a lucky lady. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Billy, thank you, brother.
Come on out, guys. They're still in there.
That's right. We're still in here.
They're still in here.
They're freezing.
Do you want a bacon, egg, and cheese or a sausage, egg, and cheese?
I like sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'm a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Or do you want the chorizo? We'll bring.
I'm Portuguese, so I'll take that.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. See you at 6 in the
morning. All right. Thank
okay.
And by the way, we never saw them again.
Still waiting.
Why do we have this other sandwich? I don't know. We'll just eat it.
Did he make it out of the parking lot?
Right. They might still be sleeping in the parking lot somewhere in a corner.
Face down.
Yeah. I love that.
In the bed of a Chevy truck, just sleeping off the hangover.
They probably don't even remember stopping by.
That's me waking up on a Saturday morning.
Why am I sleeping on the floor?
Whose sandwich is this?
They reminded me of the two guys that came in when we were at the Rock Hall of Fame broadcasting.
Oh, that was the best.
From their radio station, and people are touring, and they would look through the glass at the studio, and we would say, well, come on in.
Yep.
And we would interview them, and there were families and moms and dads and kids. And then these two guys, they're ZZ Top-looking guys. And we're like, hey, come on in. As soon as they walked in, the studio just, I had a buzz just from smelling them.
Oh, like a bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bar.
It's like, you guys been drinking? And there's this pause. He goes, I got a buzz on, brother. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. I can't thank you enough. I'm going to say it all morning. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for making that a success. A really, boy. It's a good feeling, man.
Yeah.
Well, you started this whole thing, AJ. This is you put the bricks in the building that is this box.
But you guys ran with it, man. Congratulations.
Well, you got to keep making it something different, or you know, people are like, "Oh, he's in the box again." You know.
Yeah, you guys are a human sacrifice for me. I like the way you guys went. That was better.
Oh yeah. I brought a heat that I've been using on my little construction project. I brought a heater. I'm like, no, we're not going to be cold. Even that heater had trouble keeping up, but
yeah.
It was way better than the dinky, puny, little, scrawny little heater.
Yeah.
That was you'd have to. Yeah.
You can't melt butter on it.
No, you can't. You really can't.
I was trying to make paninis.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, what's up? This is Stephen Wallingford. Hey, Chaz, I know you don't want to be in the box, but guess what? You don't have to be in the box. You can just stand outside the box, and AJ and Scott can be inside the box.
Oh, that would be horrible.
I don't know. It sounds like you don't want to be in it, so don't go in it and let them sit inside with
I see what you're saying.
Stuff they got.
I see what you're saying.
All right.
On top of the box.
And that's a funny that's a funny look, too. Like, I'm standing out there freezing, no heater.
Guys.
Right. No food. And
guys,
they're in there having the best time ever.
Right. I want a muffin.
Yeah.
I'd like some filet mignon.
Right. And they put it up to the glass, and I'm, yeah.
It's so good.
He would do that, too.
Yeah.
Give me a cracker.
He's right. Like, stop complaining. If you don't want to be in the box, stand outside the box. Chaz and AJ.
You guys should have three separate boxes, and then as donations come in to the individual person, they get rewarded with something.
Oh, boy, like a competition. Oh.
Battle of the boxes.
The battle of the boxes. That's really good. I know I'm going to lose horribly. Right. But I don't care.
Think so.
I don't care. Like, it's about the kids.
We all win.
The kids win.
Exactly.
But that's great. I have to start sucking up all my rich friends now.
I have no rich friends, so I'm screwed.
I have a year to suck up to all my rich friends.
All right. Start sucking.
Boy, that is a good idea, isn't it? Because who wants to see three guys in a box, like, living large?
Yeah.
Like they already had Three's Company on television.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
three different boxes. Yeah, I like it.
Like a gerbil cage? You know, like when hamster, they have
the
little
habitat.
Yeah, they have a little habitat where it's like a ball and then like a little tube and then the next ball and they all kind of connect.
Somebody had suggested that for this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, someone called them a cage.
Yeah, a little habit trail. Chaz and AJ. Hey.
Hello.
You're on.
Hey, I got an idea. You guys should do a karaoke version of whatever song you choose once per hour.
Oh.
We want folks to actually show up.
No, but that is something because that's could be a scheduled thing and people will.
Okay.
So yeah. I think some people will try to be there. It's like, oh, that. Yeah. Scott's going to sing it. And we rotate the singers, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
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 Okay. Battle of the Boxes. Right. It's kind of a sing for your supper, you know?
Yeah, we'll call it the bad voice.
Exactly.
Right. Every 3 hours, you do a good job, we'll give you some food.
I like being able to compare the first take versus, like, the eighth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it'll get funnier as you go along.
And the 17th.
Yes. See, this is getting better now, because I don't like doing the same thing over and over, you know?
So. No.
That's a great idea. Two great ideas. Three separate boxes, battle of the boxes, and then once an hour, one of the three has to sing, and we just rotate.
Exactly.
Last week, a caller recommended that if a tribe member wanted to make a big enough donation, that they would sing the song to you guys, karaoke style.
Oh, Lord.
So instead of you guys singing, they would sing at you.
No, then it becomes,
it's like American Idol, but you can't turn around.
Right. What's your name? I want to give you credit for this.
John from Shelton. I call all the time. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right. Take care. See you.
All right. We never got the name of the guy who said three different boxes.
Yeah.
That was Steve. He was the first guy that was on?
Yeah.
He said Steve Wallingford.
Three boxes.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
I'm making an email now.
Nice. Look at you.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Good
they
morning.
Need wool socks for next year.
What's that?
They need wool socks for next year.
Wool socks?
Wool socks.
Yes.
My feet don't get cold, though. I'm good.
All right. Oh, no. I see. I know what you're saying. Oh, I just hung up on her. Damn it.
Oops.
Wool socks. No, because my feet were cold as soon as I went in that box.
Yeah.
Like, it was 9:05 a.m., and I'm like, my toes are gone.
You led with that. I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a picture of you at about that time. Look on your face was not good.
Oh, is that the picture of me sitting there looking miserable?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't the song. It's my toes.
I had a feeling. It couldn't have been the song just yet. It only played once or twice.
Yeah, right. It was too early. Yeah.
Wool socks, three boxes. And
socks, three bucks.
Nice. Karaoke performance once an hour.
I like it. Getting things done here. And that's good. You got your own little box right there. If something happens digestively, you're okay.
No one else is sharing it.
Right. Why is one box all foggy?
Chris on the road.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Morning.
How about if somebody gave a certain amount of a donation, they could spend an hour in the box with you guys?
Nope.
Why would they want to do that?
Because it would be Ricky or Boston John.
No, because you guys would collect money and then put some, like, axe murderer in there with me.
Right.
No, I know how that would go.
Some kind of halitosis.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna write it down. Like, you could do guest appearances.
Mm. Right. Bad Breath Bob.
Scott would want John Pearson back in there. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
All right, thank you. Phil, we should grab that Scott Haney clip and play it for John Pearson.
Right.
Guest appearances for donations.
You can hear him sweat.
Jeff and Monroe.
Hey, guys. Hey, if you have Battle of the Box, how about have a money shoot that people can throw money in, and the Battle of the Box guys have to wear bib overalls with pockets. Whoever's got the most money at the end wins. You guys got to pick up all the money that's been shot down the chute.
That's very game showy.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I understand this concept, and I don't like the idea of money just floating around. Yeah. I value the money that's coming in, by the way, and we take very good care of it, and we know people work hard for the money. So I don't want it just kind of like on the ground, like we don't care about it, but I see what you're saying. But that's the thing. You go there and you donate for whoever, and that's the battle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you get like an hour out of the box if they, you know, after like 12 hours, if they have the most money collected so far or something.
Oh,
like that.
The leader gets gifts, like
rewards.
Okay, leader gets rewards. Okay, very good.
Warm bathroom with lights on it. Yes,
but then the lowest. You know what I mean? Every time you check in, like the top guy gets like filet mignon, but then the lowest guy gets like, you know, a peanut butter fluff sandwich or something.
I like those.
Right. Okay. Leader gets rewards.
Right.
Loser.
We should have a bar you push to get pellets.
Quote rewards.
Pellets.
All right. Thank you. Great stuff. We should have done this every other year. Just the day after, just go on and say, what do you think?
Post game.
Write it all down. Post game. Yeah.
I love it.
Nice.
Colleen on the road.
All right. So next year, for every $1,000 donated, whoever's in the box has to play a round of Bean Boozled.
Oh, is that those gross beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, like boogers and stuff like that.
Yeah, so It's one of those Jelly Belly things where you get one of those little spinny things, you spin it, whatever color you land on, you're either going to get a good jelly bean or a bad one, and it's all about what jelly bean you end up eating and the reaction.
Like, Yeah, like Cherry or Famunga.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played this on the air once. It's bad.
We had a box here at some point.
Yeah.
We did. Someone finished it.
It's even better when there's multiple people because you don't know what they're going to get.
Right.
Okay.
This one says ass on it.
Some people would like that one. It's a delicacy.
Okay, I'm writing all this stuff down, and you know we're gonna. We already have a better year next year.
Yeah.
So thank you, Colleen. Mike, the Uber guy.
Okay, you have three boxes. Have a comedian show up, and the first box that laughs loses an item.
And the winner
gets a buy for the next round.
Lose what, like a kidney?
I see what you're doing. It's like, lose what, a kidney?
No, if they have like chairs or something, they got to lose a chair or something.
Oh, okay. You know, kidney's better.
Yeah, I have to kind of be honest with everybody here. We had this chart of things that were going to come out of the box. Okay? And I looked at the chart, and it went up to like 32,000. Right before we went on the air Friday morning, I was like, we're going to lose everything. And we're going to have to do 4 hours of radio with no heater, no coat, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like right. Everything was gone. And I was like, we got to just rip this list off.
Jeez, just stay here.
And I emailed the crew back at the studio. I'm like, don't even acknowledge this.
No comprendo.
I had to make a call here. It's like, what are we going to do? Not do a show? Like, have someone get pneumonia?
I haven't felt my toes in 22 hours, guys.
Right. This is, we can't do it. We can't. No heater, no jacket, no hat, no gloves, no nothing.
Well, you got to work for it.
Right. I like your approach. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Have a good day.
All right. I feel better that I put it out there because I felt it was a little dishonest to do that.
Yeah,
no. But no one was looking at that chart saying, I'm donating my $10 because I want this item to be removed, right?
No, that was my year.
We're taking box ideas for next year. Such a success. Thank you so much for donating, for listening, for stopping by, whatever, for helping us set up, for making things, making the box, Brown Roofing, supporting us, Arts Television on Appliance, and having the event, Bobby Crabtree, Crabtree Auto Group. I saw John at ProClean there with John, by the way, at ProClean.
Yeah.
Big $2,000 check right at the end.
Very generous, yes.
Then Brown Roofing came with a $2,500 check.
Woo!
Yeah. It's a lot of love, a lot of giving.
Thank you.
Bob Peckham, last minute, we were like, hey, man, can you make this box look like a Barbie box? He's like, no problem.
Yep, done.
2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically had like 24 hours to get it done.
The man is good.
And then he sent me an email. Good morning, Chaz. Well, if any Monday could be a happy Monday, it's this one. I was going to call in and tell you this, but I figured I'd email it. We were waiting for the box to arrive. I was unloading the Barbie stuff. Walking back to my car, I saw a penny on the ground with the heads up. I'm not superstitious, but figured, what the hell? If it happens to raise money, I'll give it a shot. I picked it up. I said to Drew, I found this, and it was heads up. Find a penny, and it's heads up all day. You have good luck. I dropped it into the bucket. And who knows? Maybe that's what did it. A little Christmas magic from the penny.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob. Have you ever met a kinder person than Bob Peckham?
Not yet.
No. No.
He's always smiling. He's always happy. Always.
He's all full of love.
Yeah. It's a good man.
Like, if you get him mad, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, seriously. You're a defect.
Yeah. But wouldn't you just love to at one time just see him mad? Just
no.
Like, what is
no,
that?
No, because that's a person, if you like be like a gene, like, my God, like.
I want to be in a different zip code when
scary.
That happens.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be scary.
He's
going
to Hulk out.
Right.
Right.
But he even, I remember when we asked for the toy drive for him to help make the shed, We're like, oh, yeah, can you do this, this, and this? And then he showed up. He's like, and you didn't ask for these other 27 things, but I just thought it made it look better. We're like, right. You're insane, man. Thank you.
He made Al shed. He made a shed.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. He made my ass.
What did he do?
Bottle rockets.
What was that? the prosthetic ass July 4th broadcast. That's right.
I probably should have put that word in there, yes.
Prosthetic.
Lost it in the board.
Charlie and Bolton.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
How you doing?
Hey, good. I got one for you. You're not going to appreciate it, but I'll tell you what you do for 2 minutes, I know it's cold out. It's going to be cold out next year, of course. Well, maybe you get lucky. But anyhow, strip down to your boxers or skivvies and do a Chippendale dance for 2 minutes. Mm. And that'll draw some people
up
in there.
You know, they're trying to sell cars there, right?
Well, no. But it'll draw in some dough. I know it would. Because everybody would like to see that. I mean, it'd be funny.
Would you like to see that?
Maybe Young put it on.
Hell no. No. Excuse me. No, I would not. No.
Okay. And not everybody would like to see that. I'm sure a lot of people feel like
that.
Hey,
boxers, skivvies, whatever, in 2 minutes, and that's it. And people would love to see it. Not me, but...
Merry Christmas, everyone. Now, naked men.
Yeah.
No, not naked. No, you still have your shorts on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Naked's fine.
I can tell you right now, being in shorts in a cold day, not impressive.
That's why it's only 2 minutes. You know, that would draw a crowd.
All right, Charlie. I'm telling you. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Hey, all right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'll write it down. There's no bad ideas, but that one's not going to happen. No, because we have Channel 3 there and we are at a dealership, we can't do the kind of stuff we do at a Chaz and AJ event in a bar.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep.
And you'd freeze your ornaments off. Like, it's too cold.
It's cold. It is cold. Yes.
It's weird the things like we got like three good ideas and it's like, strip down to your skivvies. We're still raising money for children, right?
Kids, toys.
All right, Hungry Man.
I got an idea for you guys. You build the tribe member box and for 2 hour blocks, a tribe member goes in and he's got to work the phones to make donations in his name from his family and friends.
I think we got all the good ideas we're going to do.
It's like ransom.
Now it's too much work. Now, like what? Now we have 4 boxes?
Well, no, just the two. Just you guys and the tribe member come in and they have to reach out to all their friends and family to donate in their name.
Okay.
Throw a rotary phone in there. Make it even difficult for the guy.
Yeah. All right. We'll write that down.
Your idea for entertainment is to watch a stranger do cold calling?
Yeah, it's like that.
Jeez.
Remember they used to do the bail thing? No, you got arrested, you had to bail yourself out, that type of deal.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I want to be polite, but I also want to move along because there might be a good idea here somewhere.
Right.
Donna in the car.
Good morning. Congratulations so far. You guys are doing a great job. And welcome back, AJ. Instead of listening to the recorded song of whatever version of the song you get, I think Jennifer should have to record a karaoke version.
Yes.
And that's the one you have to listen to. We love Jennifer. You know that. But I can hear it in your voice.
We all know the same thing. She's great, but not at singing.
It would be great if you played the regular song to a point, and then if you raised enough money, you switched over to the Jennifer track.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Change it
and
up
then
a little bit.
How much do you have to raise to get Phil in the box? All right, have a great day, guys. Thank you. I got to get to work.
I like how she throws you under the bus, Phil, and it's like, okay, got to go.
Yeah, what'd you do to her?
That nails it in two words. Thank you.
It does.
For showing up or donating. Or helping in any way with Chaz and Scott in the box to benefit the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group Toy Drive. The Toy Drive is going to happen December 12th at Jordan's Furniture. We're going to officially announce it tomorrow. We're going to tell you the bands that are playing, and I will tell you that I've told a few people who's playing, and they all said, what? And when I heard who we have playing, I said, what? Yeah. And here is the end of the box Friday morning.
Five, four, three, two, one. Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
So thanks to all of our donations. Thank you all. We just did the math. The total is $54,700!
It sounded like someone was hitting him with electricity.
Yeah. Don't touch that wire!
Goal!
That's
right.
Yeah!
Right. Goal!
We hit the goal!
Oh, my God, what a time that was. Holy smokes, boy, oh, boy. That warmed the heart having so many people come out and and go online and donate. And, wow, very special. So it was 54,000 then. And then before I got in my car, it was 57,000. And who knows, it might be 60 by now.
Yeah,
but Bobby Crabtree Auto Group on the phone now. Good morning and thank you.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm good. What's happening, guys?
Nothing. We're just celebrating a great event.
Did you, are your feet warm yet?
Yeah, they're better. Oh, my God. It took a while to defrost.
I have to hand it to you. You guys are brave.
Well, brave, you know, a few days before we went into the box, it was Veterans Day, and we were taking calls from veterans, and I kind of put my mind right.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah, sure
okay, this is a stunt. What they did was, that was important.
Boy, that really puts things in perspective when you think about what our proud veterans do, right?
Exactly right. Exactly.
Well, it looks like you hit a new high. What did the final number tally up to be?
The last I heard was 57,000, but sometimes stuff comes in after. Checks come in after, so we're going to find out. But 57,000 was the last number I heard.
Well, that's impressive. Now, that's a new high for our kickoff, isn't it?
It is 100% a new high.
Yep.
That's great. Well, I want to personally thank all the people that very generously supported that and contributed, and just the distance that some people went. And so thank you to all those people who are listening.
We had people driving from every corner of the state.
I know.
Just to see a couple of guys in a plexiglass box for 5 minutes, and they got back in their car and drove another hour.
Well, doesn't that speak volumes of you guys?
It's, well, more about the people who are donating, I think, to sacrifice all that personal time, you know?
Right. Yeah. And for the right cause, as we keep saying, it's all about the children.
Yeah.
You can't do enough.
I just wanted to thank you. And your staff was great. I mean, everything was just right. It's just right.
Well, listen, if I had it my way, I'd give you guys a little bit more space. If anybody's ever skied before, and you know the size of one of those.
Thank you.
I mean, you guys were in a box that was smaller than a lift attendant at the top of a mountain. And you were Scott.
They were going for that, though.
That's right. Yeah. And by the way, the tribe's calling in ideas for next year. They've already called in a three-box idea, so Chaz, AJ, and Scott in separate boxes. And then we could donate to try to get one of them out. It's like Battle of the Boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's the true Battle of the Boxes. We have to come up with something else. And now this, of course, is the kickoff. Now, I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself, but the finale will be at Jordan's on Friday, December 12th, correct?
That is correct.
Yep.
Well, wonderful.
Tomorrow we announce the bands, and they're big bands. So
huge.
Very excited. So thanks again for your support, Bobby. And we met your daughter, Emily, and your staff, and everyone was great. So thank you.
I'm honored. And my oldest daughter, Sarah, just made me a grandfather times two now. So 2025, talking about the children, I have two grandchildren now. My daughter, Sarah, just gave birth to a big, beautiful baby boy on Saturday evening.
Congratulations.
Sunday morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
What a weekend.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's Emily's oldest sister. And actually, Sarah was the one who really, set this whole thing up. You know, she works with Amanda and the whole PLR staff.
That's great. So, great. So, well, congratulations to her and to you. And thanks again from all of us.
Well, thank you. And I guess I'm honored, and you could always count on it. And it's just a, it's just amazing after almost 30 years how life works its way, you know, full circle like this. So
right.
I'm truly honored, and I want to, you can count on my contribution as far as I'm concerned, indefinitely.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and congratulations. Bobby Crabtree, everybody.
Yay.
What a guy. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
What a nice guy.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Hey, kids. Get in Chaz's box.
Oh.
Oh,
my. No, did you say that, AJ?
What did I just do?
Oh.
Duh. Oh, God. I want to retract that statement.
Fantastic. Kids in the box.
Oh, no. Crap.
They could sing like the Who's down in Whoville.
Well, it is dumbass news, and I just nominated myself.
I love that it was your idea, too.
Yes, Phil. Yes, it was my idea.
Unprompted.
All right, back to dumbass news.
Please.
Thanks to everyone who donated to Chaz and Scott in a box. $57,000 the last time we checked. And, you know, we were in a box for 24 hours, 4x8, Barbie girl playing over and over. And, you know, when you get to 2, 3, 4 in the morning, it gets a little nutty. And so Phil grabbed some sound bites.
Hello? Hey. I closed my eyes for a second, I think.
If you can, just rub my foot.
This heater is not doing it.
No, it's not. I think we should decorate.
Are we on the air right now? Not like right now, but like... Do we know we're on the air?
Oh, all of these clips came after the open ran, okay. And you guys were supposed to be doing your hit. It's a montage of everything that kind of happened between midnight and 6 a.m. when we came back on live with the morning show.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's not all the same segment, just right. That whole time frame. I just kind of took, like, the best hits.
Got it.
Nice.
And if you can, just rub my foot.
This heater is not doing it.
No, it's not. I think we should decorate the box.
Okay.
What do you think of something floral?
Andre from Derby.
What are you doing here?
I just came back from band practice in Rhode Island.
Can you guys hit like a Bee Gees high note right now?
Wow.
Three 16 in the morning. Good morning.
Another guy wearing shorts, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't understand this in the middle of winter wearing shorts.
I don't get it either.
Barbie. Yeah, the cracks are forming.
Yeah,
they
just licked 175. And I just licked 175. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
We got company.
We got company. Who's out there?
Good morning. It's Beefman.
Hey, Beefman.
Beefman, how are you, brother?
I am the Beefman. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Come on.
Go.
Right.
I can do it.
Go. Ah!
Wow. Oh, my God.
You guys lost it.
Oh, my God. What a fireball. Damn, wow. Man.
Hanging on by a thread.
Go! I can do it!
Go! Like you actually heard the snap before it happened.
Running out to war or something.
Braveheart.
Yeah, that does sound like we're about to. Let's go, 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 go.
Right. They may take our lives, never take our freedom.
Yeah, we got to grab that clip of Scott yelling freedom when he walks out.
Mm. Yeah.
And put that to like George Michael's song, Freedom.
Nice. That was.
Freedom! Freedom!
I'm going to be honest, I don't know where it comes in. You're going to have to cue me.
I don't either.
Oh. I think I know it is. Coming up.
Good luck.
Freedom! Freedom!
Perfect.
So dramatic.
Freedom!
Nice.
Freedom!
Oh, the same length. Nice.
Get out of the road, Scott.
Right? I don't know the road.
That was awesome.
Dollar!